Hey guys, so I am stressed and tired right now. And I feel kind of not stretched, so I'm gonna stretch some more. And I'm gonna talk a little bit, I guess, about some of the stuff going through my head. Ugh. Because it's something that, like, I don't know. I don't like talking about it very much because it's very personal and kind of petty. And I know a lot of other girls must deal with this. But I think talking about identity and expression is always kind of touchy. Okay, I'm gonna start stretching because I need to relax. I'm literally just gonna be like stretching my legs and my back, so I'm not gonna talk too much about what I'm doing because it'd be kind of boring to just talk about the stretches. But they do feel good. Okay. I'll just stop. What's the word? I'll stop giving a not prequel, giving a preface. There we go. I'll stop prefacing this and just get into it. So, I'm the kind of girl that I know through the male gaze, if I were to be thrown into a category, I would be cute. And I don't have a problem with that. I think being any kind of girl is a compliment. You know, it's a good thing. It sucks that we're thrown into these categories, but I don't know. It's not something I'm ashamed of because I think that a lot of the things that make me cute in other people's eyes are aspects of myself that I like about myself. They're things that either I've learned to love about myself, or they're expressions of my love for myself, or there are things that they're like learned behaviors that like I worked hard to be. You know, I worked hard to be a good person in a lot of ways, and I think a lot of my goodness that I've had to work towards doesn't happen by itself. But a lot of the things about myself that I've purposefully worked towards are seen as cute. But then on the other hand, a lot of it isn't, it's not things that I've worked to change about myself necessarily, but it's mostly just letting myself be more vulnerable with the world, I think, is something that's seen as cute. I'm gonna say that phrase a lot. Here we go. But you know, it's things like just not hiding my emotions whenever I'm faced with something beautiful. I make a noise and I'll be like, "Wow, that's beautiful." Whereas someone who had more walls up, or if I had more walls up, I would probably just be like, "Oh yeah, fucking sunset. I don't care." Right? But letting my walls down is something that, like, just generally letting my walls down, letting myself be more exposed, is something that I wanted to do. It's something that was hugely freeing for me. And a lot of that came with, I feel like I've been talking about it a lot lately, but a lot of that came with recovering from my eating disorder, you know, learning to love myself and learning to hide less from the world. And for me, that meant being more vulnerable. And one of the ways that I do that is by letting myself be amazed and embracing all the feelings that comes with it, letting myself show appreciation for the little things, even if they're normal, you know, like letting myself just be in complete awe at cute dogs, even though I've seen 10 million cute dogs before. It's freeing to be able to let yourself feel those things and let yourself show that love. And so I do. And that's seen as cute. Another thing that is seen as cute is, and we're going to get into the unfortunate stuff now, is stuff like not being right. Learning, I guess, publicly showing that you have less knowledge about one topic or another, letting yourself be wrong and learning from it instead of having too much pride to admit fault. And obviously all this stuff is very situational, but that's definitely a thing that I do as well. If I don't know something, or if I'm proven wrong about anything, then I'm just like, okay, I was wrong. And I don't usually fight too hard because I don't like fighting. I don't like arguing. Sometimes I can like having like intelligent conversations and like debating a little bit, but as soon as things get antagonistic, like I'm out. Or on the other hand, as soon as I realize that I'm just, like, not as educated about some topic as another person, then, I mean, I assume that they're right, because they probably are, if they're more educated about a topic than I am, right? So I'll admit that I'm wrong. And this doesn't even have to extend into, like, big debates or taboo subjects, just in everyday life. I tend to assume that the people around me know more about X, Y, or Z than I do. And I'm more quick to let myself learn from my surroundings than try and teach other people in general. Yeah. And that's an attitude that will often get me labeled as cute, I guess, because I let myself learn. I don't know. I hope that makes sense. God, I'm so tense. Kill me. But the bad thing about being labeled as cute through the male gaze is just that the label puts so much other junk on you that's not true or not necessarily true. The thing about being put into any of these boxes is that, sure, while there are some things that make me cute, that doesn't mean that you know who I am. Just because I like learning doesn't mean that I'm not educated, right? Or just because I show a lot of wonder when looking at cute dogs does not mean that I've never seen a cute dog before. That's kind of a dumb example. Just because I'm cute doesn't mean that I find it. It doesn't mean that I think it's a compliment whenever you're condescending towards me. I know the difference between when someone tells me that I'm cute, as a, and they use that word in a in a complimentary way. Like if they say, wow, she dressed herself very well, that's cute, that outfit is cute, then like that's a compliment. Or if I am showing amazement at something and they say that's cute, then I take that as a compliment, because I know that, that's a personal victory of mine. It means that I'm being vulnerable, which is something that didn't come naturally to me and was something that I had to work towards. But if I'm walking around a grocery store and if I'm walking around a grocery store and someone says, just by looking at me, like, LOL, I can totally picture you carrying too much stuff and falling because you're clumsy, that's not a fucking compliment. And they mean it as one sometimes. That is a very specific example. But something like that, things like that have happened. Like, people put stuff on you that, like, sure, maybe that's plausible. And you know what? If it happened, I wouldn't try to hide it. I'd probably laugh at myself because, again, I'm not prideful. I try not to be prideful. I make an effort to not be prideful. And so whenever I'm caught in a bind, I let the world know that I'm in a bind, because that makes me feel better about myself. But that doesn't mean that I'm always in a bind or that I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I just don't try to hide it. Like, I don't try to hide it whenever I do dumb shit. And people think that that means I'm always doing dumb shit and I don't know how the world works, but that's not true. I know how the world works, and I know it whenever you think that I'm dumb or whatever. And it sucks. I really hope that other girls listen to this, and I really hope that other girls comment on this, because most of my audience is male, and I know that mostly guys are gonna listen to this. And maybe you guys understand what I'm saying, but I feel like this is mostly a product of just being a female, where you're only seen as it's not that you're only seen. I know that not all guys do this, and I know that that's not what I'm saying, but the majority of the world sees women as like these stock characters, you know? And it sucks. And a lot of that is because of the male gaze. And I'm frustrated right now. I'm frustrated right now. Because, ugh, being yourself is just hard. It's just hard. And describing these feelings is hard. I don't know if I've done a very good job. But, I don't know, I guess I hope other girls listen to this so that maybe if they comment they can put it into better words than I could, or they can tell me if I'm just being crazy and imagining stuff. If a guy tells me I'm being crazy and imagining stuff, I probably, like, with this kind of ramble, with what exactly I'm talking about, I probably just, like, won't believe them. Because they've never experienced it, right? Whereas a girl, if a girl's never experienced this kind of thing, then, yeah, it's probably just in my head. Stretching's good though. I've been so on edge lately. I've been so on edge. And this is the kind of stuff that doesn't usually annoy me too much. Like it's the kind of thing that I notice whenever guys make these comments. I don't literally mean comments like on YouTube or Reddit. I genuinely don't usually give too much of a fuck about like rude comments, but I mean like when my friends in real life are online friends or whatever, whenever they make these comments, it's something that like I notice is problematic, but I know that they don't realize what they're doing, and it's so like I completely disregard it pretty much. But right now I'm just not in a space where I can do that because my brain is just I don't have the patience for it. I do not have any patience. Blech. I don't know if I have too much else to say, but I hope that this doesn't come across as, I don't know, too bitchy or whatever. I hope that it just comes across as some genuine venting, because that's what it is. And this is the side of the internet where I vent my brains out. So, yeah, I'll stop now. Have a good night, everyone. Stretch and drink water. Good night.